Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
That's a 3-1 lead for the Golden State Warriors.
Did they win?
You were in the building.
It was more than nerve-wracking. It was bananas. And, I mean, they opened up with a 13-2, and Grandy had it 16-4, and it's like the crowd, the roars, the Warrior chants. I thought that I was in Oakland, and it was amazing. The crowd was great. The T-shirts were on, and, you know, Houston chipped away, and they chipped away, and the crowd got a little bit quieter, but I give the crowd a ton of credit because they were in it. There was a blank you Dylan chants in the fourth quarter. There was a lot of ref you suck going on, which, you know, doesn't really hit me the same way it does most people, but the crowd was into it. The thunder sticks that I know trigger you from the Angels back in the day.
2002, how you doing? I probably should get over it by now.
You probably should 23
years ago.
The crowd was into it. They were animated. They were awesome. And I was just so happy to be in the building.
I can't wait to for everybody, by the way, all of you too. This is one of those games where it's kind of like, give us a call and share your perspective. How did you watch this one and sort of like what stood out? Dibs and Grandy were in the building. I was at Splash next door. The chicken nachos didn't disappoint
again. Okay, good.
Incredible.
And how was the crowd at Splash? It was like beyond full.
Out of control.
Okay.
Out of control.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing, like, I love being at a great sports bar restaurant.
And every screen on the game?
Every screen.
There wasn't, like, one golf channel in the corner or, like,
no one's like
tennis channel.
Yeah, we got Lumberjacks in the high right corner.
The quarterfinals at Monte Carlo.
All Warriors.
Okay.
Music during the commercials.
Oh, nice.
In the second half.
Okay.
This is getting late. First half, they went in and played the commercials. Like, it's a little hot for a commercial. It's a little much. You know what I mean? But then music during the commercials in the second half. And then all sound right between the eyes. Kevin Harlan is giving it to us there. Every TV, every table, every person, making friends, buying shots.
Oh, so good.
Dude, shots on a Monday night. Shout out to our new friends, Jacob and Shane, who listen to the show religiously. I see you guys. And I didn't have so much that I didn't remember your names either. Jacob and Shane, thank you for saying
Jacob
hi.
And Shane.
It's the first shot I've done on a Monday night in about, ever.
Great. Let's drink.
Since college.
Dude, how about some shots?
Dude, it was a
big game.
It was before the game even started.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, sure, we're not going anywhere for 3.5 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And little did I know, it was more like four. That felt like the longest game in history.
Totally.
But, yeah, like, we want to really hear how everybody soaked this thing in because, Dibs, that was my takeaway. Newfound, if this can even happen, new level of appreciation for Jimmy Butler, because it's, and I don't want to make it sound like it's all about him, but he's the one who re-elevated it, a re-elevation sensation.
That's a couple of bucks, like, I think.
This is never not going to be Steph's house, but the last couple of years have been frustrating in that it feels like, okay, dynasty dying, let's just enjoy Steph. Oh, we'll make the playoffs if we can. I get blown out in the play-in tournament. And that's kind of that was our sphere for a couple of years. And when I saw that rebound and what Chase both looked like and sounded like, rewind 4 years, that's what it felt like all over again. Jimmy Butler has brought the Warrior basketball that we know for the last 12 years. He brought it back.
Yeah.
He brought it back. And I knew he was a great player. I didn't know he was this great of a team player. Dude, that rundown of Dylan Brooks that you guys just brought up, he looked like somebody's running the bathroom who had to go. Because he can't move. He can't move. That was so gutsy last night from Jimmy Butler. And to end up as the leading scorer and make the big plays in the final minute on both sides of the ball, I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know what's I cannot be more impressed and inspired by what this guy has done for Warrior basketball in the last 2.5 months.
Well, and it's really, for me, that entire fourth quarter. And the Warriors had 27 points and he had 14 of them. And that means that the greatest player in franchise history had 3 points. Steph Curry hit a three in the fourth quarter. Right. And, you know, he played 8 minutes and he was largely being harassed and guarded and hounded and the rest of it. But Jimmy Butler, when you got down to the final 3 minutes, every possession was, all right, Jimmy, we're going to give it to you. And, you know, there was one possession where Steph and he ran a little screen roll on the left side or the right side. It was my left and their right. And, you know, Steph got it back and then back to Jimmy and let Jimmy cook and let Jimmy get to the foul line. And he had a couple of layup attempts that were painstaking. And yep. He missed one and GP2 had the put back and he missed. And it's like, oh, maybe it's not going to happen tonight. And then you go down the other end and, you know, Draymond's in there and you get a big stop and a big rebound. And it was so much nail biting where the Warriors had chances and then the Rockets had chances. And it came down to, you're right, Jimmy Butler and the whole thing about playoff Jimmy and Himmy Butler and all the other nicknames that we've heard about. We're now seeing it up close and personal, exactly what that is.
I just, man, you just said it. This game, I don't know if y'all felt the same way. I don't know if you felt the same way. You and I watch a little bit differently sometimes, too. Yep. That was stressful. I found that to be, and not enjoyable. It was very enjoyable, but it was stressful, and it was drawn out because it was so damn long. I think halftime happened at 9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
It's about right.
And I got I got Dubs fans on the East Coast. I'm like, y'all okay? Dude, you got to work in the morning. And they're like, it's halftime. And it's midnight out here. That thing was so drawn out. And what you just said, where it's like, oh, certain possessions, maybe it's not their night. My mind kept oscillating back and forth between 3-1 and 2-2. 3-1 and 2-2. 3-1 and 2-2, and you're just like, dude, that's so different. That's so, so different. And so constantly from the way both halves started to where you're like, yeah, kick the feet up. This could be an easy one.
Oh, yeah.
And then, nope, here they come, and it would get erased, and you're like, we're going to lose. It's going to be 2-2, and Jimmy can barely run, and this just isn't looking very good. And then Buddy would hit a contested three.
Oh, Buddy.
And you're like, we're going to win the championship. Like, the whole thing is such, it's such a, it's an oscillation sensation. It is.
That's
it's
just a buck.
So back and forth.
And pay the over on Buddy references because I said Buddy's name probably 23 times. We set the over on how many times will you say the word Buddy watching the game, and you put it at 4.5, and I said 5.5, and for me, it was probably 23, and at least 3 or 4 of them were an MF and Buddy, and I know there's no cheering in the press box, and I'm not really in a press box.
You're not in the box.
I'm in a press section, but it was so loud that there were a couple times you could hear like, rah! And it's like, oh, that's a press member. And I was one row behind and one row over from Grandy.
I need names.
And Evan. And
who was it?
I don't know who it was.
You didn't cheer?
There was one moment where I went, oh, there was a growl. And it was probably the Buddy Hield step back three where that might have been the like, no, Buddy, no. Yes, Buddy, yes. Because there was a few of those. No, Buddy, no.
Oh, they're all
yes,
of them.
Buddy, yes. There was a few of those.
If he if he does anything other than shoot in a wide open space, it's no, 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 no. Yes! Love you, Buddy. I want to do some stuff with Buddy Hield later on the show.
Yeah, yeah.
He gotta have his own 45 minutes today. We're gonna do a Buddy Hield clear out. We're gonna give him his whole half of the court.
I love it.
I want to talk about him. But Grandy, did you cheer at all? Did you?
And no, people, no cheering allowed.
No cheering allowed.
It's not like I'm cheering, like I'm up in my out of my seat, here, fist pumping, but there were a couple times where I made audible noises that were not like, oh, I'm going to go ahead and write that in my sturdy little notebook. And one of them was when Buddy hit that step back three to give them the lead because they were down four. And it's like, oh, God. Okay, they're down four. And, you know, Van Vliet hit the three to put them up four. And it's like, okay, if this guy's going to do that, well, then.
Tip your cap.
Exactly. But I wasn't ready to, like, white flag it. But I was like, okay, if this is what we're doing, if Fred Van Vliet is going to go for 30, then what are we doing?
I know. I mean, I had somebody tweeted at us actually during the game. They're like, I thought you guys said this guy stunk.
Mike Maxwell.
He does.
I know, Mike.
Like, don't do that. That's, you're being like my dad. I always joke about this. My dad, this would be a great example. If my dad were to, and he now lives in LA and he's not coming up here to go to a Giants game. But if he were to go to a Giants game this year, and let's say Jung Hoo Lee took an 0-for-4, he'd be like, I don't know what you're all talking about. This guy sucks. He would take the one game.
Right.
And he would be like, well, I saw him. I went and watched him. He sucks. Don't do that, the opposite with Fred Van Vliet. Don't decide now that Fred Van Vliet, and I loved it, Reggie Miller, he's a champion and he's got experience. Yeah, these are all true.
Facts, they're facts.
He sucks.
Well, he didn't sucks, last night.
And he found the zone. Welcome to the zone.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Own. I'm going to bet on the under for Fred Van Vliet's points the rest of the series.
And you're probably safe to do that, but when Fred Van Vliet was on Toronto and they beat the Warriors, I know the Warriors...
He was better then.
He was awesome in that series. And they suffered... The Warriors did a couple of calamities, but Fred Van Vliet was better. And so I'm watching that, and I'm thinking, okay, is this guy going to really do this? If he does, then... Okay, I don't know what to say.
Right,
and
what do you do? It's like Jalen Green in game two. It's like, what do you do?
Right.
That guy's absolutely out of his mind
Jimmy
right now.
Jimmy scores to cut it to two, and then Buddy with the step back, and it was a classic no, 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 yes, yes, yes moment. Buddy. And it was like, Buddy! And then...
In Shen Goon's face, like, what are you even doing?
Yeah.
What are you even trying to do? And then it goes in.
Yeah. It goes in because that's Buddy. And I mean, and we can talk about Pods and we will and everything that Pods brought to the table. And, you know, Steph Curry, if you have Steph Curry play like that, which he wasn't bad, but he wasn't Steph Curry.
He was off.
Yeah. He had, what, three air balls?
Couple air balls, yeah.
The Warriors had three straight air balls.
Well, Draymond's was the funniest.
Oh, God.
Because he had nothing but space. And he wound up. He's like, all right, I got this. And then he let it fly. And then he posed.
Yeah, I know what you're going to say,
the
Grandy.
White man can't jump pose, and he held his hand there, and he hit nothing.
Well, he hit the net.
He hit, nothing but net.
And
the
our perspective,
part of the net.
Dibs and I perspective, Grandy. And all the fans on this side of the, on that side of the court, everyone thought it was in. And there was this particular group of fans, a particular couple to my left. That for like 30 seconds after still thought it was in, and they were the only two up in the section celebrating. They looked around, eventually figured out it was an air ball, and as quick as possible sat down.
Oh my God.
There was a good,
that was
like,
the funniest shot that I've seen this
There was a
season.
Good 300 fans to their left who. So I see, I kind of see out of the corner of my eye that it's an air ball, but I hear the rah. And so I look at them and then I look back at the court and my friend who's an ESPN producer, and I'll get her name by the end of the show. She's like, oh no, that was an air ball.
That was an air ball.
It didn't go in. Yeah. And I was like, it's these damn cataracts. I don't know what to tell you, Jessica.
Oh, my God. That
but
was,
the crowd went wild.
It was easily the, like, no, again, one of those things where when you look back on it, because they won, it's funny.
Oh, hilarious.
Right? It's kind of like the officiating. Then everybody, you're all ticked off. Like, you are, you're ready to, for a firmly worded email. And then they win, well, and you're like, ah, they got a tough job, those refs.
We can get into that. Job. We can get into it.
We'll get into it.
They lost control of the game.
They did.
But then they got it control back. And that's what
they did.
Nobody wants to ever.
I didn't have a huge issue with the refs. I did in the moment, though, just because I didn't understand a lot of what they came out from their reviews to say. I'm like, I don't understand what you're even talking about.
Right.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.